Collision Control, Crossing Forces Book 4, written by C.A. Zarek, narrated by Kylie Stewart and Eric Rolon, produced by Sarah Hamilton.
Chapter 1. Her laugh got his attention first. Jared looked over his shoulder. Four women at a table, a blonde, a brunette, redhead, and the last had long wavy hair somewhere between blonde and brown. Which had the laugh that intrigued him? She laughed again, and his eyes shot to the one in the corner, facing the bar. They were all pretty, but he couldn't tear his gaze away from her long, almost curly locks. He watched them talk, wearing a smile. Jared needed to see more of her body. Her purple shirt was tight and displayed her large breasts. She was curvy. He could see it even from his distance at the bar. Not heavy by any means, but not his normal type. Gorgeous. Nowhere in sight was his usual wannabe supermodel. Maybe in the others, but not her. He didn't care. He was drawn to her. Too bad he couldn't tell what color her eyes were. "All right, dude, I need to hit the road." His buddy's voice made him jump. Amusement flashed across Pete's green eyes. "You okay?" He bit back a curse. "Yep." His fellow detective probably needed to get home to his wife, Nikki. Jared's partner, Cole, had left to head home to his wife and two kids, too. Cole was married to Pete's partner, Andy. Both the detectives had someone to go home to. Envy made his gut heavy. "Since when do you give a shit about that?" He swallowed a groan. He needed to get laid or something. Pete glanced at his watch. "See you in the AM, then. Chief wants us all in for morning patrol briefing. Did Lucas tell you?" "Yeah, but he didn't say why." "Neither did the boss. We'll find out in the morning." "Guess so. Hope it's not a long day. Hell, make that a long week." The guy sighed. "Everything okay?" Pete made a dismissive gesture. "Yeah, my brother and Lee are coming in Wednesday with the baby for Thanksgiving. They're staying through the end of the week. First time meeting my niece and all that. She's 2 months old now. So I'd like to actually spend time with my family, you know?" "Ah," Jared nodded. "Yeah, he got it. His adoptive parents were in Antioch, and his little sister away at school in Corpus. But they were all important to him. Although he had no clue where his older brother was. He had Joe's cell number, but he hadn't talked to him in almost a year." "So I hope it's not a big deal, is my point," the detective said. "We'll deal, no matter what. It's always tough before we get into the holidays. Hell, maybe he wants to talk the on-call schedule or some shit." Pete arched an eyebrow and smirked. "At 7 in the morning? Doubtful. Gut says it's a case. Hopefully Andy and I get to say, not it." Jared laughed. "Me and Cole got your back. We can always make Sully and Jameson take it." "Not likely. They're immersed in that crap they're helping the sheriff's office with." "Damn, that's right. No worries. Me and Cole can take it." He thumbed his chest. "Good deal. Really gotta run. Pregnant wives get sorta grumpy when you're late." The guy's expression belied his statements. Pete was on cloud 9 about becoming a father. Everyone knew he adored his wife, too. Word was, it had taken them longer than expected to conceive. Not that Jared paid attention to the girl talk at the office. Of course, he was happy for them and all that. "Tell Nikki I said hello." He offered one last wave and watched his friend jog out of the bar. "Love? Kids? No thank you." Jared liked kids all right. His partner's boys were a blast to play with. He'd gotten stuck with babysitting duty once or twice, but he'd enjoyed hanging out with 5-year-old Ethan and 16-month-old Micah. However, he was grateful he got to return them to their parents afterward. He only remembered their ages from Cole beating it into his head. That kind of responsibility wasn't for him. And diapers? Ew. He blew out a breath and surveyed the local cop hangout. Macaulay's had been in Antioch before he was born. The boys in blue of the small Texas city had adopted it when a retired detective, Mike Macaulay, had opened the doors
Sample complete. Ready to continue?